Unofficial Mills. What's occurring?
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
And look who it is. It's Rob Bryden and Ruth Jones, Bryden, Nessa, off, Gavin and Stacey. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Are we doing this in character, Ruth? Now I need to know. Because I'm being sexy Rob Bryden.
At the moment, I can't even hear myself. So that's really putting me off.
Right. She doesn't like it if she can't hear herself.
The conditions have to be right. Mm.
She will have a wobbly.
Yeah.
She will.
Can you hear yourself better?
No, I'm going to take the cans off.
All right.
It's ruined it for me now.
Oh, ruined the whole experience. Oh, no. She's having a proper diva, look.
You're lucky she hasn't walked.
Oh, God.
We had the same problem with Mr. T.
Yeah,
we did. We fixed them for him.
But seriously, about a week ago, he couldn't hear anything either. It all went off.
Oh, dear.
Can't hear anything, fool. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. I'm sorry Rob was late.
No, that's all right.
He's bringing that up.
Well, you were. I've been here for half an hour.
What? He was here for the main bit. Yeah. It was like he was here a minute before.
He's such a star now. He tootles in from his live.
She's kicking off on one. First of all, she can't hear anything. Now she's having a go at me. Let's just enjoy the fact we've got a single out, Ruth. Yeah.
Now, Rob, are you doing any award ceremonies today?
Oh, you cheeky little boy.
No, only because we've noticed that a lot of our listeners text in all the time, and you do a lot of them, don't you?
You're talking about the world of corporate awards.
Yeah. Mm.
Things like the Heating and Ventilation Awards.
Yeah.
It's great to be here for the Heating and Ventilation Awards. I do a few of them, Scott. You know, we all have to make a living.
You're not wrong.
I have a very high standard of living, and it does sometimes require a very low standard of work.
What's the best one that you've done?
I've done so many. Best in terms of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Heating and ventilation,
is good.
In which I say that, you know, heating is very important to me, but then so is ventilation.
They won't have you back now, will they?
No, they rotate. They rotate me and Jimmy Carr year in, year out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it the same script for all of them?
It is with me, baby. You know, the funny thing is, they always want to have a meeting with you beforehand to talk about it, and it's a big deal often to the organisations that are doing it, and I'm sitting there going, really? Oh, that's good. And then what we thought we'd do is we'd present the award, Rob. It'd be great if you stood in the middle there, and we're going to take a photo or two photos, and you want to say, it's the same at every single one.
But they think theirs is unique.
So I give the winner after I've opened the envelope. You don't say.
Now that we've ruined your corporate career, we should talk about something else.
Yeah. Have you done any, Ruth?
Any corporates?
I did one the other night, actually.
You get a free dinner, don't you? It's good. You get a free dinner.
I refuse the dinner. I don't like to sit
really?
With them.
No, that's because you have to...
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. It was really nice.
You have to sit with the chairman of the National Pork Awards or something, don't you?
I did it. The first one I ever did was in Scotland, and I sat with the chaps there, and it was at a very bad time. And then the man got up and he said, well, I don't think I need to tell you what a terrible year it's been for the financial industry in Scotland. Here's your host, Rob Bryden.
Anyway. That's enough of that. Two of our favourite characters, my two favourite characters from Gavin and Stacey, are here today. So you didn't fancy climbing up Kilimanjaro then?
No.
No, I wonder why that wouldn't have suited me. I don't know.
Did Gary Barlow not call and go, all right, Ruth?
But mind you, Chris Moyles is of the larger frame, isn't he? And he's done it.
Yeah,
so it's a great way to get fit, I guess.
So they didn't even ask you?
No, they didn't. I noticed when you did Gary Barlow there, you made him sound dashing, like kind of Liam Gallagher. All right. Mm. He doesn't talk like that. He sounds more like Ringo Starr now. If you listen to Gary Barlow talking, I always imagine Gary Barlow when he's talking. It's as if he's arranging to pick his kids up from youth club. I'll be outside at 9. If you're not out in time, you're grounded, you little whippersnappers.
But he's a very rich man who makes lots of money from writing songs.
He's fantastic, but he must be the most sensible man in rock.
Yeah.
Mm. And what's wrong with that?
Related to Ken Barlow, obviously.
He is. He's Ken's son. Yes, yeah. This is not widely known.
So you've done a single instead, which is a much easier option than going
up
a big mountain.
Finally, he mentions it. We've been here half an hour.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to play it. Is that everything?
One word for you, Scott. Plug.
Okay, good. Shall we play this in a minute? Shall we? Now, you know the Saturdays, the official Comp Relief single, that didn't get to number one this weekend.
Didn't it?
No.
Why is theirs official and ours isn't?
They're both official.
We are the funny one. Yeah. They are the serious pop one.
You've got to have a funny one as well, haven't you?
Yeah,
but I think you get a bit of both, you see. So you can go out, buy either or preferably both tracks and raise money for Comic Relief, which is what this is all about.
Absolutely. Theirs is meant to be sexy and pop and ours is meant to be funny. And do you know what's happened, though? Ours is funny and yet people are saying to me, Rob, I'm finding it quite sexy as well.
You want to watch out for Flo Rida, though, because he beat the Saturdays at number one this week. Are you aware of his work?
No.
We have a bit of a history with Flo Rida, don't we, Ruth? We've done a few gigs around the country with Flo.
This is him. This is Flo.
Oh, I never stopped listening to this one.
Yeah.
Who did this one originally?
You spin me round, round, baby, right round.
Was it
like
in the 80s?
Record, baby.
Yeah.
Pete Burns, Dead or Alive, and You Spin Me Round, Round, been redone now with the modern flavour and fat beats, taking it on the street. Check it out. Going to see you all this Saturday night down the crazy Papa Loco Club in central Bristol. Take it up.
Amazing.
I would love to be a DJ.
Yeah. Now, I've got some questions from some of our lovely listeners. Hi, Miles.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. We're going to play... Rob's going to kick off in a minute because we haven't played the single. So, be quick with your question.
Okay, well, first I'd like to welcome you both to England.
Oh, thank you very much, Miles.
That's very kind of you, Miles. Thank you.
I think he's gone. He got so embarrassed by that impression that he...
That was an impression.
Oh,
I think it was.
Oh.
I think it was... I think, Miles... Hang on, let me just get the original text.
Oh.
Oh, this is it. Yeah, he cut himself off. I'm a massive fan of Rob and do a great impression of him. I actually went to Wales with the kids and spent the whole trip talking as Rob. Now, that would have been a lot of fun.
That's a little disturbing.
What, so was he doing Rob then?
I think
or
so.
Or was he doing Uncle Bryn?
Miles, are you still there? No, see, the embarrassment got too much.
Oh, don't give up, Miles.
I don't know, Ruth, I don't know. Sometimes...
Totally.
Sometimes that can be the best advice.
Hi, Katie.
Hiya.
You're right.
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. Don't hang up on me like Miles did.
I won't.
Who do you want to ask and what do you want to ask?
I want to ask Rob if he's all right, because I went to see him live in Hull on Thursday, and he was singing the charity single, and he got stuck hanging off the stage.
Oh, yes, I did. I do a little acoustic verse or two of Islands in the Stream, and then it was a very high stage, and I tried to leap back onto it in a kind of Springsteen-esque... It was just, as a name won't ring any bells with your listeners, but he was popular in the 80s. And I tried to leap back on the stage, and I think the chances of me fathering any more children have decreased.
How did you get back up then? What happened?
I walked around to the steps.
So rock and roll.
Oh, you know, look at him, he thinks he's in Kajagoogoo.
So it's fine, he's fine, Katie, all right?
I was a bit worried.
Okay. Did you enjoy the show, Katie? Think before you answer.
It was brilliant, better than I expected.
Oh,
what did you expect?
What does that mean?
What do you mean better than expected?
Well, my friend took me, and I thought it was going to be all right, but then it was actually really good.
Yeah, this is the... I get a lot of people who come to my shows against their will.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks Katie. Nice to speak to you.
Love you. Okay, right, let's play the song.
Yes,
for comic relief, this is Vanessa.
Can I just say, though, you've got the wrong version.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, look, there's a much better version.
The version that people download.
Don't be handing me a version with swearing in.
The radio stations, for some reason, have got the original, and then we amended it a little bit. We've put some more funny things in.
So, Ruth, let's do the front of the version that people get if they download it from iTunes and other download services, or if they buy it in a store. Because you say...
I can't remember.
Oh, Bryn, what's occurring?
Oh, Bryn, what's occurring?
And I say, I'm very happy, Ness, and I'll tell you for why.
But I think that's on this version.
Oh, no, is it? Oh, how embarrassing.
This is just a disaster.
This is a low point in my career. This is worse than the shopping channel.
Let's just play, let's just play it and see what happens.
No.
Oh,
Bryn, what's occurring?
Yeah, but there's no me.
There's no him.
Oh, I see.
Right, oh, okay. My head's starting to hurt.
Right, Scott Mills, you think you know
Bryn,
everything.
Oh, Bryn, what's occurring?
I'm very happy, Ness, and I'll tell you for why.
Bryn, what's occurring?
Right, I've already told you, Ness.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine...
So what do you think?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, you're just saying it because we're sitting here in front of you?
No. Well, I liked it on the show when you did it. And yeah, that's good.
That's got Tom Jones in it, though.
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
Who's all right, isn't he, Tom Jones?
Tom Jones.
Actual Tom Jones.
Tom Jones on our record.
Actual Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Tom. Oh, Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone grey. What's happened? That happened after he worked with us. I don't know if the two things are connected.
I noticed that on the Brits.
Yeah.
He's just gone really...
grey hair.
Very strange.
Gone natural.
And, you know, can I just say, I never thought I would say the sentence. I'm singing on Top of the Pops with my friend Rob on Friday night.
Are you?
Live
on
with Tom Jones.
Top of the Pops?
Yes.
Yeah. With, yeah. Who else is on there, Ruth? Oh, yeah, U2 and Oasis. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a big
and
deal,
Franz
really.
Ferdinand.
And Franz Ferdinand. Or as Terry Wogan would say, Franz Ferdinand.
Was it quite exciting making a record? It's quite
not
cool.
Really
it
for us.
Except we got so excited, didn't we? We got there. We were really building up to the whole thing. We'd been there about half an hour, and then we both got a bit faint.
I did. I actually got a bit lightheaded because I consider myself in an almost arrogant way to have an okay voice. So I thought, I'm just going to love this. I'm going to enjoy it. And then when you're in a proper recording studio, it's merciless because you hear everything in your voice. Mm. And Ruth sounded lovely. I sounded awful. And do you remember I said at one point, I think I have a bit of a sit down, actually. I was kind of worried that... and Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees wrote Islands in the Stream, and Robin Gibb is on there. And Ruth, I was on tour... I'm on tour in England now, but I was on tour of the UK. It was in Wales before Christmas, and Ruth did a few of the shows with me. She would come out at the end dressed as Nessa, and we would do Islands in the Stream, and the crowd, when they saw her, they were, hey! So we had a version, Hugh Padgham, the producer... I'm sounding like Tom telling a story.
I know, you're looking like him. You do
Hugh
the hand
Padgham,
movements and everything.
You know, he sent me a version, you know, with just... the music, you know, and the backing vocals done by Robin Gibb. Now, when Robin Gibb does the backing vocals, for some reason, he turns into a pirate. If you listen closely, Robin Gibb goes, Islands in the Stream, that is what... This isn't pirate-like. No. What we are, no one in between. And then he goes, we rely on each other, arhar. I swear to you, if you listen closely...
Arhar.
One lover to another, arhar. Usually shit. Me timbers.
Anyway, it's for comic relief, so make sure you download it,
yes,
please.
Look, even if you think it's terrible, which it isn't, we love it.
Do you know what it's
proud.
Got? Do you know what it's got?
What?
In all the style of all the good comic relief tracks, it's got some talky bits in.
What exactly?
Exactly. And also, you get, as well as the song Islands in the Stream, you also get
Bryn singing
Bryn.
The Wise Men.
Listen to this.
Oh, I know being funny, but ever since you learned the guitar, that's the only song you ever play.
It's the only song I want to play, Ness. It's vintage blunt with a smashing chord structure.
She said to me, go steady on me. Won't you tell me what the wise men said?
So you get Bryn doing a bit of James Blunt as well, vintage Blunt.
Yeah. And you get Bryn and Nessa singing Something Stupid, as we did in the arcade in the series.
So just like there are three comic relief noses available to buy this year from... a well-known supermarket called Sainsbury's. You can also get three
Waitrose.
Tracks.
I'm just evening it out.
Thanks.
You can also get three tracks on this album.
Tesco. I played in Harrogate on my tour the other night. They don't have a Tesco. The only mainland UK postcode to not have that supermarket that I just mentioned, but won't mention again for fear of impartiality.
That's right. So, Islands in the Stream by...
He's moving on from that.
Moving right on.
He doesn't like that.
Doesn't want to get into trouble.
Nah.
Oh.
I don't.
By, is that because Morrison's dominate the area?
You're not helping, are you?
No, I just wondered.
You're making it worse, idiots.
Right, let's quickly take some calls from some
Scott
listeners.
Scott knows too well that in today's BBC you can be out of that DJ chair as fast as you're into it.
I loved watching Jonathan Ross the other night, I have to say.
What did he do?
That inane grin that he had when James Corden was talking about a certain type of film.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he really didn't want to get himself into trouble.
Yeah.
And he was just smiling, and James was going, doesn't that do it for you, you know? Two girls together, and he's like, no, not having any of it at all.
Oh.
Not joining in.
Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
Hi, Vicky.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
What do you want to ask? I'm good, thank you. Yes?
Come on, Vicky, what do you want to ask?
Come on, Vicky.
I want to ask her the question. I want to ask her if the first time she met James Corden, did she fancy him?
Vicky. Do you fancy James Corden?
Yes, of
Do
course.
You?
What is it with girls and James?
You see, the thing is, James is like 13 years younger than me, and so I just don't get it. Also, he is like a little brother,
Love
him. I love him very much, and he's actually a really, really lovely person, big-hearted and very funny and a really good friend. But no, I don't. But then I wouldn't. I'm married and I'm 42. But I'm sure he does it. Well, he obviously does appeal to lots of
girls. You don't look 42, Ruth. Can I be the first one to say?
Oh, I was going to say that, but yeah, you said
you
it
look
first.
Like you've just hit 40.
Thank you.
Okay, I know loads of girls who fancy him.
Do you?
No, but, I don't rub it in.
You'll have to join the James Corden fan club. I think there is one with lots of... I think he told me the other day there's something like 30,000 members or something.
Can I ask a question, Vicky? Do you or many of your friends find Rob Brydon, who plays Uncle Bryn, at all attractive?
All of them, Rob. All of them.
Aww. How old are you, Vicky?
19.
Oh,
yeah,
my God, for that.
Oh, dear.
Nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with this.
Especially that episode when you have the gym.
Yeah. I was in good shape, baby. Good shape. Are you familiar with the work of Sylvester Stallone?
I am, indeed.
Yeah, that's what it brings to mind.
You're spitting
at me. I haven't had a stroke. I'm doing an impression.
Have you seen Sylvester Stallone's mother recently?
I do not look like Sylvester Stallone's mother.
Jackie.
Yeah.
I love her.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Love her very much. Love you, Vicky. Thank you.
Love you.
See
so.
You, Vicky.
Thanks, Vicky. Bye bye.
Hi, Tristan.
Hello there.
What are you saying then?
I'm very well. Are you?
I'm very good. What can you? What do you want to ask?
I wanted to ask Ruth. I'm dressing up as Nessa on Friday for Comic Relief, and I'm just putting together the outfit. And I wondered what colour lipstick I need.
You want to go for something like a bit dark? Right. Have you got a few to choose from?
Well, I'm going to go shopping tomorrow. I've just got the earrings today.
Right. Have you got the tattoo?
No, I'm going to have to miss that one because I've got a tattoo already.
That's a bit of a shame.
I've got a nice black T-shirt with What's Occurring on it.
Fantastic.
Good.
I'm really impressed. Little wig and everything?
I've got the wig that's come. He heard that.
What about the fishnets?
I nicked a pair off my wife ages ago anyway.
You're loving it, aren't you? Are you actually enjoying dressing up as Nessa?
I think I probably will.
This could be a new way of life for you.
It could well be.
Is there anything you need to, does he need to say anything, to complete the thing?
I think try not to smile. That's probably going to be the best advice I can give you.
She doesn't smile, does she?
No, she doesn't hardly ever smile. And just practice saying, ow, a lot.
Okay. Right?
Can you do it for me now and I'll tell you what it's like?
Ow.
Very good.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good.
Thank you, Tristan.
Have a good time.
Bye, thank Tristan.
You. Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Paddy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, yeah.
You got a question then?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Rob, in Gavin and Stacey, there's something that happened to Uncle Bryn on a boat trip or something.
Yeah, on a fishing trip.
That he's mortally embarrassed about, and I wanted to know if you'd tell us what it was.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. We were playing in Brighton the other night, and I got into the taxi, and the driver saw me in the rearview mirror, and he went, "I recognise you!" And I said, all right. Now, I didn't jump at this because often people think I'm Ben Miller. Sometimes they think I'm Anton Dubek from Strictly Come Dancing. So I kept my powder dry. I held back. I said, "Well, what have you seen me on?" He goes, "I see you on the show late at night." And again, this didn't narrow it down.
He also looked like Richard Jobson.
Richard Jobson, yeah. And Elvis. Yeah. And thank you for not jumping in there. And he said, "You were the one where you are in the gym with the fat guy." So I thought, right, Gavin and Stacey. And he said, "You know what I like the most? What I like the most is you eat the fish and chips with your nephew, but you don't like to talk about it." I said, "What?" He said, "You eat the fish and chips with your nephew, but you never talk about it." I said, "You mean the fishing trip?" "Oh, yes!" Now, why? What he'd obviously thought that we'd eaten... What is it about eating fish and chips that could be remotely scandalous?
So we can't tell you, Paddy.
That's okay.
I don't know, Paddy, is the answer. I don't know if you know.
No, we don't. But the thing is, don't you think it would spoil it if we did tell you?
I think it would have been, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely, yeah.
So, bit of mystery in life.
You write it, but you don't even know what happened yet.
No.
Brilliant.
that's attention to detail for you.
I love that.
But except
that, like Lost,
say, we know what it wasn't,
right.
And it wasn't sexual.
Okay. Cool.
Because a lot of people think it was.
Yeah.
And
what could have made them think that?
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
There's a team of Chappers calls them geeks, at Unofficial Mills. It's a website.
Yeah.
And they are going to give loads of money, each of them, to Comic Relief, if you can just do a... I know you love this. Oh, Unofficial Mills, what's occurring?
Well, I tell you what, before I do, Scott, I've got a little bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
You get me in every damn day on your programme saying, oh, what's occurring? I've not had a penny for it. You've not had asked for permission. And I think you should donate heavily to Comic Relief this year.
I promise I will.
Thank you very much.
Might be easier, Scott, if you give the money to me and I'll pass it on.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Now, what do you want me to say?
Unofficial Mills.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Unofficial Mills. What's occurring?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's
I want
so
every
good.
One of the Unofficial Mills to donate
they will.
To Comic Relief.
They've got to buy the single.
They're good like that.
They've got to buy the single. Because I think the most important thing, you know, people talk about Comic Relief and they say some of the money goes to Africa, oh, some of the money goes to the UK, and you've got, you know, compassion fatigue. Let's remember, the important thing here is that Britain has a chance to give Rob Brydon a number one single.
Yeah.
And I think it would be such a shame to let that go by.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's the best way to do that, Ruth?
Go out and buy the song.
Yeah.
Or the video. We don't mind. Yeah. Download it.
There's also a DVD you can buy that's got behind-the-scenes stuff that shows me badly impersonating Tom Jones to his face.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay, he lashes out in anger.
It's all for Comic Relief. Download it, please, or go and buy it. Thank you very much, Rob and Ruth, for coming in today. It's been fun,
it's
as
a
always.
Pleasure.
It's been fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 5:05 on Radio 1. A little bit late. Here's the news and sport with Tulip and Mark.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.